Oh yeah, a tremendous difference. It wants to, the front tires want to lock. You know, if you have to make a tighter turn than say, you know, 60%, one of the front tires will always bind because they, you know, when a tire has to turn, one has to turn faster than the other. And, you know, it's one thing when you're in snow or mud or something like that, they can get along, but when you're on dry pavement, it shudders, it bumps, it groans, it makes noises, and I know it's not good on the fanny, and I know it's not good on the tires, but hopefully now that, you know, when the frost breaks and we won't have all the mud to worry about, I'll get my neighbor to look at it, and, you know, he thinks it's just going to be like either a motor or a vacuum operation or something like that, something simple. If not, well, bust out another grand, what can I say? That I got to keep it for another 2.5-3 years anyway. So, but so far, no hemi tick, so that's a good sign. It shifts well. It stops well. It really needs shock absorbers, particularly on the front. If I stop fast, the thing just bounces up and down like a rubber ball. So I know it needs shocks, but hey, as long as the rear shocks aren't bad, and so those experiences I've had, if the rear shocks are bad, you can sink up to the axles basically on anything, even in a gravel driveway. So I won't have to worry about that, I hope. With that, I'll give it back to you, KELCT.